So what if the next time I overheard someone putting me down, I just let it go? What if I remembered how many times I've said negative things about others? Well, I'd develop some thick skin, I'd avoid a lot of drama, and maybe I'd get more work done. That'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance. No sales plus tax. Tag title and .fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. Luther Strange? He isn't telling the truth again. He wants voters to think I was a never-Trumper. But the truth is, I wrote a $2,500 check to help President Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And in Congress, I vote with President Trump 95% of the time. That's a fact. You can look it up. I'm a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and I can assure you, none of us would ever support Hillary Clinton. So who are you going to believe? Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange? Or conservative thought leaders like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, and Mark Levin? America's Tea Party Patriots Organization, and Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers. They have all endorsed me because of my rock-solid conservative record and because I support President Trump's America First agenda. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. I ask for your vote, and I approve this message.
Long ago and far away, when I was a new driver, we had a guy in our neighborhood named Pete, owned a Shell station. He had a full-service garage, and everybody took their cars to Pete because he did honest diagnostics and charged a fair price for his work. And I've been looking for the next Pete Shell ever since. Well, it's here in Montgomery, except his name is Don Duncan. And Don Duncan has three locations where you can bring your car for dependable diagnostics, certified master technicians, absolutely a fair price, not only for services, including oil changes and so forth, but true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. But above and beyond that, they'll accommodate you any way you need. If you need to be taken back to your job or your home while your car is being worked on, just let them know. Order it up. Three locations to serve you. 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Downtown, if you work for the government, it's so convenient. 408 Madison, and the new Don Duncan location at 3521 McGee Road, serving South Montgomery. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, hi, everybody. Partial sunshine today, but still scattered to numerous thundershowers developing, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will get one. High temperature today around 90. The chance of showers lingers into the evening hours and maybe even a couple overnight. Low 74. Tomorrow on Saturday, high temperatures around 90. Partly sunny, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still around 50%. In fact, even Sunday, a 50% chance of more storms. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and 10-day forecasts, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway for computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See high-tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-tech solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on down and party with me.
More beer, you slappy wag?
There must be a bar. I can finally get a drink.
I need to drink beer.
You need bar beers.
And as you know, I like my beer. Beer don't buy itself.
I'm having a beer.
Yeah! Come on down and pop it with me. Say, hey, bartender. Hey, man, look at here.
Free beer.
I'm a booze hound.
I don't want to.
Okay, meet me at the bar in 15 minutes and suit up.
Would you like some more champagne?
I'd love some.
Who's ready for margaritas?
Fireball.
All right, last call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
Oh! Hey, bartender.
Oh! Hey, bartender.
Oh!
Oh!
Four glasses of beer.
We came here to drink some beer.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
You're just in time for the big broadcast on News Talk 93.1 FM. And believe me, I sound a lot more energetic than I actually am. It's Happy Hour. I'm your gracious host, Greg Goodell, my tablet-like sidekick.
Join me.
He's here too. Plus.
And here they are.
Plus, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams.
Please clap.
Absolutely, Mr. Enthusiasm.
Thank you, Jumbo.
How's everybody?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you know, one of those days.
Let me begin by saying that we did another Bob Howard's Big Shot drawing yesterday, and somebody named Cooter won this.
Cooter.
You know, I kind of always hope that first-time callers get lucky because, you know, Cooter. That encourages them to become part of the thing.
Cooter.
So, but for him to claim his prize, we need a call at 272-9228 and the verification of your birth date because we just don't hand this out because you say you're Cooter. Anybody could do that.
Right.
So.
We have a lot of imposters.
Cooter
tricksters.
Once you've been authenticated, then you'll be able to take five of your nearest and dearest friends, like the three of us here,
right,
out to lunch at Baumhauer's downtown or to Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, where we had another fantastic turnout last night.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Including present company. It's always nice. I hate it when
Joey
decides, well, I've got something more important than this, so I'm not. But he stopped by. He made room for us yesterday. Because everybody asked, where's Joey? Where's Joey?
I'm an important person, Greg.
You are.
Well, he's young, you know, and he has other things to do instead of hanging around with us old people.
But then I went and hung out with my grandfather.
Oh, I guess so much for that.
I think that that's very cool.
I do, too. That's
and
great.
I think any woman that has the hots for you would think that's pretty cool, too.
Is that because it's cool or because they have the hots for me?
D, all of the above.
That's a good question because
I've learned that if somebody has the hots for you, then it's sort of like a weird magic where they love everything that you do. Now the magic can die, especially you know, they start to go, yeah, your farts really do stink. the Dutch oven stopped being cute.
Yeah. So, markets didn't have a particularly good day.
Yeah, the markets, yeah.
Yeah,
well, we'll talk to
down 200 points.
We'll talk to Brandt about that.
Bad market day.
I had I don't know, it's not that frequent, but I'm getting ready at home working, and all of a sudden, everything craps out, no internet. So I do my diligence. I unplug the router hole or whatever it is and
reboot, baby.
Count to 10. And still didn't work. So I called and said, okay, we'll send somebody out tomorrow morning, bright and early, between 8 and 11. So at least now I know how to use the hotspot on the phone. So it's not like you're completely disconnected.
I'm impressed.
That's good.
Yeah, because I'm a bit of a techno-tard, I admit, but. That can also add dollars to you. Remember I did that in Florida because my friend where I stayed did not have wireless internet. She had internet, but it was not wireless. So I used my hotspot for the 5 or 6 days I was there, and I got a bill for $300 from Verizon. Explain to me how... And you can imagine, all of a sudden... The cable, the baseball network goes out.
Oh, my God.
I thought, in a much more masculine voice.
Sure.
And
well, we know what your inner monologue sounds like.
So I call back, and after you punch in all the crap they ask you for automatically, you get an automated message saying, there is a report of an outage in your area. So I'm wondering if this is connected to the... Because they checked, they said, no, your router thing...
Did you have the right plug in the router hole?
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, no, everything
put
was
the wrong one in there.
Everything was properly inserted after I unplugged everything.
Sure. Yeah, you got to start over.
And then miraculously, for no reason that I can see, the internet starts working again. So then you got to call them back, because if you don't cancel an appointment, they can charge you for that.
Oh,
I think.
Goodness.
Or just cop an attitude with you.
You don't want that.
No. So.
Wow.
I think I wasted a good 45 minutes on of my day on all of that. But again, you know, it's all first world crap. I see the Swami stop by with a card for the Rollins.
Indeed.
How nice. Today and last night at Baumhauer's, did you see the bags of dog treats? Wasn't that great?
Remarkable.
We filled, you know, Baumhauer's has those big brown paper carryout bags. And we have one filled to overflowing with dog treats.
Gotta love it.
On top of the stuff that was dropped off the other day. And I think my favorite picture of the year was a picture of Sherry Rowland feeding the treats to her dogs. And I'm so glad that, because those kinds of things, that's what she needs. It's brilliant. But what you guys have done for them, forget the financial part of it, what you've done for them, because they were kind of in this alone, not a whole lot of family support, that type of thing. Thanks to you, and this is one of the ways that Facebook can be actually useful, they're not feeling that way anymore. And I saw her the other day, and I swear, from the first time I saw her last week till yesterday, she looked rosier. Color in her face, and it was all good. It's all good. And she's fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
So that's the update on that. That's all I got. Why do you say we...
That was a good show.
Oh, cool. Hey, let's throw some Moody Blues on.
You know what? I would love to do that.
I would, too.
I would. I would love to put on Gemini Dream.
Oh, yeah. Good song. Good song.
I wonder... What's the one...
Wonder if you're out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, but...
I can't remember the name of the
song. Oh, man. It's a great song.
Sure. I believe you. Moody Blues are awesome.
You know, the Moody Blues don't get a lot of respect in the rock community.
And that's a shame.
I learned that when I was working with Styx.
Styx!
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, the late drummer of Styx, John Panazzo, said, they remind me of Sandler and Young. Now, they were a couple of guys that did sort of like folk, harmony, rock stuff.
Yeah.
They were on TV, network TV a lot, but they never charted with a big hit.
Like some Joan Baez crap?
I could never get rid of that. Yeah.
Well said.
No, I just had that on my mind because I watched this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple nights ago, and they did a whole thing for Joan Baez. Said she essentially created the folk protest song. Like, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Wow. Hey, Joan.
Screw off.
Like the guy's like, I'm going to paint the side of my house in protest against Trump. Like, good for you, man.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Now, speaking of Trump, I caught some Mark Levin last night.
Yeah, heard about this. I haven't heard it.
I caught a little bit of it. And he just, first of all, he's been very supportive overall of Trump. For a good part, you know, a lot of the things that Trump has done, Levin, and this is one of the brightest people. I could only hope to have a fraction of his brain, you know. And he is blunt and honest. So if Trump does something that he doesn't approve, he'll say it. And he was just beside himself yesterday that Trump endorsed Luther Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Women for Trump, it's a PAC, a political action committee. They've asked to come on the air, and I've said fine. That Becky knows them. Because I want to ask them, how does this make you feel? You know, the whole marble mouth, Every time Mitch McConnell opens his mouth, a marble tournament breaks out. Excuse me while I try to...
Don't you love marbles? Are beautiful.
He doesn't know how the process works.
It's like a perfect sphere.
So... He does, he sounds like he's got a mouthful of Whoppers, you know, those malted balls.
He doesn't understand how the process works.
I'll do the clap.
That was the most self-indicting piece of crap comment ever made by a politician. You just told us why you're a douchebag. Thank you, Mitch. And apparently McConnell's pack supports Luther.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Now, we know that Judge Moore has a real core group of support here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll be one of the two in the runoff.
Probably.
But I think Moe's been making a lot of inroads. And we don't need another compliant...
This is how I wanted to vote on this.
Vote my way, there's a marble in it for you. Just reach into my throat pouch.
Well, we used to play marbles when we were kids. Some of the marbles had different names. They were more valuable than other marbles.
Yeah, but I can't remember the name of them.
We don't get to talk marbles much on this show.
No, we don't. After I go to marbles, we can play jacks.
You say every talk with a mouthful of those.
What do you want to play?
As soon as I take the jacks off, I really sound good.
I want to play pickup sticks.
And, you know, there's just, it's all, everything is insane. It is.
Well, and the fact that McConnell, it's not like it was just Trump who set that calendar. McConnell said it working with Priebus. It's fascinating how he passes the blame. It's ridiculous.
They got no excuses. And all they've done, all he's done is admit that we were just playing you folks for your votes by promising to repeal Obamacare, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I offer as Exhibit A the very family we've been trying to help as the reason why it needs to be repealed. Because they got priced out of it and had to make a decision. Now, many people have foregone health insurance because it just took a ridiculous amount of their monthly budget, gambling they would stay healthy. That did not work for them. Mm. And that's two very hardworking, you know, self-reliant people finding themselves in this position.
It's just not right.
No, it isn't. And they wouldn't be in it if we had free market solutions to these kinds of things. And these programs, that's the other thing that gets me. We have all these programs, and everywhere they went, they were rejected. They finally got like a few hundred bucks in Social Security disability. You can't work when you're on chemotherapy.
Right.
And very few employers, unless you've been with a company for a long time, where you have, you know, vested interest, will make an accommodation when you're that sick.
Now, I was talking about this with Mitch McConnell last night before coming to Baumhauer's, and Earl, I pretty much have said everything that you said.
Mm-hmm.
But then I stepped back and went, you know, I bet you Mitch McConnell's, if he was here right now, hearing us talk about his marble collection, are we sure he's human, or is he like that alien in Men in Black, a Balchinian?
I think he's a Balchini.
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe that's why he has a big throat pouch to protect them.
He looks like he's got dumplings growing off his face.
But if he was here and he could handle all the insults here, he'd probably say...
He's got
say,
more chins than the San Francisco phone book.
There you go.
All right. He'd probably say, you try dealing with these a-holes up here. I mean, he does have a point in that the system isn't built for gridlock. And generally, we're trying to do too much in D.C. Now, we're trying to remove the thing that was the, you know, bridge too far. But still, it's not easy. And he probably would say, you try dealing with these other senators. Herding freaking cats.
Do you understand this story that's the lead on Drudge about pigs?
Meow. Pigs?
Gene editing spurs hope for transplanting pig organs into humans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this has been coming for a while, I think. They've actually done some procedures.
Mm-hmm, they have.
Like with heart procedures.
Mm-hmm.
They've been growing things in pigs, human things in pigs, if I'm not mistaken.
There's 116,800 patients on organ transplant waiting lists, so I'm all for anything that will speed that process along.
Producing pigs as organ factories, yeah.
I mean, think about it, you know, you're waiting, you need a new heart, kidney, whatever, and you're on a list and you sort of have to wait for others to die to move up that list.
Right.
It's a kind of a grotesque system, and it would be great if it were possible to hasten the transplant process for people who've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
You know, when my dad had congestive heart failure, they said he was too old for a heart transplant. He was 68.
Hmm. 68's too old?
Well, then you got Chaney. How old was Chaney when he got his heart?
Right. He was in his 70s.
Depends on who you are. Depends on who you are. It always has. It always
I think Chaney's had like 6 or 7 heart transplants.
I doubt he has one.
Well, there may be, I don't know what's in there now.
Who knows?
Maybe. Well, my brutal libertarian side says if organs that you can part with, you should be able to sell them.
I agree with you. Yeah. I totally agree.
It's yours.
Yeah, it's my kidney.
Exactly.
I can sell to whoever
do what
I
want to with my kidney.
You know what?
Thank you very much.
And mine, Joey and I went over my annual medical report yesterday. He looked up all the words I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
I didn't finish college.
How's that high hemoglobin going for you?
It's okay, but my lipidemia is troublesome.
Yeah, you have a lot of lipids.
In your Damien's?
Yeah, too. Sounds like an alien race from another planet.
Lipidemians are coming. Yeah.
Those lipidemians.
So I did get to stop at Infusion and see the Mothra goddesses, the attendants there, because they're such wonderful folks. And got my 3 minutes in the cryo chamber today. And coming to Infusion... And again, it's not there yet. A couple of people have already showed up and asked, but just when we had Dr. Darren Woodling on the show the other day, and they're doing vitamin IV therapy.
Oh, cool.
And he explained in the process of you can take vitamins and so forth, but only a certain percentage of those ever really make it into your system and do what they're supposed to do.
Go out your urine.
The IV, it goes straight in. Straight in, and it's a whole different experience, and they've had great results in helping people with, you know, slow energy and that kind of thing, and I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, the cryotherapy, just for the energy boost, just for the 3 minutes where your system is in save, your circulatory system is in overdrive, delivering blood to the extremities at warp speed, that accelerates a body-wide healing. And when you walk out of the chamber, you feel good physically, mentally, sharper, you know, especially in this weltering heat and humidity. And the laser therapy that's available, and that's simply a device that directs the flow of blood into a specific area to accelerate the healing in that area. Because everything you need to heal physically and mentally is in the blood. Endorphins, dopamine, it's all there. So these processes just naturally stimulate delivery of those things to where they need to go. Call 296-1662. And if you're suffering from a chronic pain, let them know. You may be a better candidate for the laser. But they work. This is not voodoo medicine. These are technologies that have been put to the best possible use. That's 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Do you make $172,000 a year? Roy Moore did. Moore was one of the highest paid judges in the nation, raking in more than $172,000 a year, a salary paid for by hardworking Alabama taxpayers. But when he left, Roy Moore wanted more. Over $1 million more. Yep, that's right. Roy and his family were paid more than $1 million from a charity they ran. It's shocking. Travel, even on a private jet, billed to his charity. And then Moore got even more. He got back on the court and started collecting a six-figure salary again, raking in a total of $675,000 in taxpayer-funded salaries, hundreds of thousands from taxpayers, and over $1 million from a charity he controlled. More for Roy Moore and less for Alabama conservatives. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Bill's Handyman Service.
Yeah, Bill, this is Larry Jones. You installed whole house surge protection for us last spring.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just had a lightning strike and lost all our electronics.
I think you got the wrong number.
Most people don't think about surge protection for their homes until it's too late. Crosby Electric reminds you that power surges can do a lot of damage.
Bill's Handyman Service.
We lost our TV, DVD player, computers, router, even our toaster.
This is a recording. Please leave a message at the tone.
Oh,
The technicians at Crosby Electric have installed whole house surge protection in dozens of homes in the River Region. We do the job right, so you're really protected.
Bill's Trash Hauling Service.
Yeah, Bill, trash hauling?
Yes, we specialize in the disposal of damaged electrical goods. How can I help you today?
Oh, never mind.
Protect your family and your possessions with whole house surge protection, professionally installed by Crosby Electric. Call 272-2085 or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Marguerite's has big news. Marguerite's is moving to Peppertree in Montgomery. So, will there be a moving sale? You better believe it. Marguerite's says sell it all. Jewelry, diamonds, gemstones, and giftware will be offered at prices never seen before. Marguerite's moving sale is at their Auburn and Montgomery stores, Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5. Layaway till Christmas. New items daily. All sales final. No returns or exchanges during sale. You will never see jewelry prices this low. Sell it all.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A radio DJ, grab me below the waist. Now he's gonna pay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make him pay. Mm-hmm. Put his hand in the wrong place. An unwanted embrace. Now the jury hears the case. Mm-hmm. To put him in his place. Mm-hmm. Cause I am suing when we hear the ruling. His life will be ruined. He's a perv and a creepy, disgusting guy. I felt something on my butt.
But.
I could not imagine what.
What.
Should have kicked him in the nuts.
Nut.
He grabbed my butt. He grabbed my butt. He took hold of my cheek.
Cheek.
Cause he's a pervy creep.
Wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, I'm here to report that there's been no verdict yet in the Taylor Swift butt-grabbing trial.
Uh-oh. Damn, what a scumbag. It's not the biggest deal in the world. I think that's why she only wants $1.
Are you familiar? But, yeah.
Like, it's still,
are you familiar with this case?
No, I don't keep up with Taylor Swift.
Let me bring up the Book of Faces here so we can bring the much-beloved and glorious up to speed on this major issue of our times. Taylor Swift did a concert in Denver, and a DJ from one of the local radio stations came by to say, "Hey, yeah. Taylor, I'm playing your songs. You should take a picture with me." Now, when you see this guy, he reminds me of every weenie or kid I worked with in radio for 40 years. See him?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
He's grabbing some
Now, look where his hand is.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely grabbing
and
some
And she claimed that he got her bare, quote, this on TMZ, my bare-ass cheek.
Whoa.
Wow.
So, he got fired from his radio station.
Imagine that.
I mean, you got to... You piss off Taylor Swift, and you're on a station that features her music.
They're gonna fire you.
Yeah.
They're gonna fire you.
And apparently he had a little history of being a little too friendly in other situations. This is what I've learned. I asked our listeners to check in on this, and we had lots of, as we always do, interesting feedback on this. Praise the booty. I love my Facebook folks. They're just all over the place, but... I wanted to quote Heather. Heather Clark, who says, "I wonder how many women of any discernible wealth or not this creep groped before and after this, but didn't have the power and funds to fight as she does. Hopefully people learn from this. It's not okay to grab people. Keep your hands to yourself to keep your job. And I'm not overly politically correct. You should be able to compliment someone in the workplace without being accused, but no one should be groped, grabbed, molested, assaulted, mocked, or..." And I brought up, told the lame-ass story about having my pants pulled down in the studio by a woman.
Wow.
Which I did not appreciate.
No.
And I replied to her by saying, at first I thought it was wrong for her to use her power fame to get this guy canned, but I've heard the backstory and completely agree with you. He has been a serial a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her response? She responded to me. She says, it took someone with that power to do it. Imagine how many people he grew up that didn't have the power. Blah, blah, blah. Very good, Heather. You are correct.
Yep. Well, I wish Taylor right there on that red, whatever red carpet premiere, whatever event they were doing, just turn around and kick him in the pills.
There you go.
Like, just, that would be a photo op.
Oh, you might have like a love need to see the, that. Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, we we had to post this photo of Governor Ivey.
Oh, I thought that was
84. We're catching Terry up to some of the stuff we've been...
Oh.
Now, you see, that's one of those supersized checks when they do a presentation ceremony.
Yeah, like you've won on a game show or something, yeah.
It's a check for $4 million. Now, just to remind you, that's four times...
$1 million.
And it's made out to the University of South Alabama, spelled with a double A-L-A...
Alabama.
The University of South Alabama.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
And this brought up a few questions. I think somebody from WSFA wrote that check. That's funny.
That is good.
That's funny. That nobody caught that, you know.
That's,
it's better
scary,
to not pose with the fake check than to... I mean, especially when it's going to school. They should invest the whole $4 million in the spelling program.
Aardvark State.
A comment on there from Betty Holmes, who says there are no proofreaders anymore. And she is correct.
Yeah.
Because I catch spelling and grammatical errors on all the major websites, from Fox to the New York Post and others.
It happens now because people are so trying to do it so quickly.
Yeah,
and
you gotta beat that competition, Joey. You gotta beat that competition.
But it is embarrassing. You know, I am a pretty good self-editor when I write. And thank you, by the way, for the good words on the August Boom column.
Oh, it's great.
Well, but, I mean, it's fun to beat your competition.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But nothing's more mortifying. I've done this where I posted something and I didn't catch something, but it gets out there.
But you're trying to beat your competition every day. So it's like, okay, if you get a few typos, it's a big deal.
Well, you would think somebody in the process of creating that supersized check would have caught that. So these are the important issues of our times. What? What did I miss?
Nothing.
I mean, sometimes I try to beat the competition like 2-3 times a day. I mean, you have to stay on top of your game. You can't let people knock you off the top of the hill.
Did you catch this meme with a picture of Laughing McCain and Bernie Sanders together?
Fight with me, my friend. Hold.
It says, shouldn't we be up in a balcony yelling at the other Muppets? If that isn't like the most perfect, if that isn't one of the most perfect memes of the year, I don't know what it is, because there they are.
No, that was me during the 2016 presidential campaign. It's like, I'm here, I like everybody here, but I don't like what I see. But I show up.
That's the important part.
That's what makes you the Joey. Once again, Cooter, we drew your name for the Baumhauer's Big Shot contest. You need to call us at 272-9228 to claim it. Where's everybody else? I guess now that we're back in school, we're on a different rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep track of those rhythms.
I guess there'll be an update a little bit later this hour or this afternoon from the White House. Trump has been meeting with security advisors on this Korean situation. Brett McDonald will talk about a little bit of a hiccup in the markets today. And other stuff that we think is pretty darn important, or we wouldn't waste your time with it, even though we waste your time with a lot of silly things on this show. That's all coming up right now. We'll get down and get our first look at afternoon traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's the official language on what's going on over there around Highway 143. The Alabama DOT will be performing routine maintenance on the Interstate 65 North off-ramp at exit 176 onto Alabama Highway 143. Work was to begin at about 6:30 this morning and continue to approximately 5 o'clock this afternoon, weather permitting, and the roadway will be reduced to one lane with flaggers directing traffic. So that's what's going on over there. If that's got you bummed up, that's the details on what's going on there. Everything else looking really good as far as 6585, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn, all that looking real good. Registration for fall semester at Trenum State Community College is August 16th and 17th, with classes starting on August 18th. Call Trenum State, the college for real careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Montgomery, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm, announcing the final days of the coolest sleep sale ever. Hurry into the final days of Mattress Firm's coolest sleep sale ever, where you can get the latest in cooling mattress technology, like the exclusive Serta iComfort Temp Touch and the new Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. This week is your final chance to get your free Yeti cooler or tumbler with select purchases. But hurry, this offer ends Sunday, and it's only while supplies last. I will note, this last group of Yetis was delivered Monday, so quantities have just been replenished. Mattress Firm also has those daily deals going on. You're guaranteed to find an amazing deal every day, like free pillows, up to 50% off mattresses from the brands you love, and more. Visit a store to see what the daily deal is today. And with over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99, there's something for everyone. Come on into one of the River Region's three locations today. Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville on the Eastern Boulevard in front of Lowe's, or out at East Chase. Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
David Little is in the house from Tucker Pecan. Here we are into the month of August and still steaming down at Tucker Pecan.
Yes, it is, Bubba. You know, something's always cooking down there. We've got fresh candies cooking every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got new candies. We've got old candies, the roasted and salted, the praline, the cinnamon. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. You just got to come down and check it out. You know, the smell will bring you in. But if that's not what you're looking for, if you're looking for a gift idea, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. We've got a lot of new jewelry coming in, a lot of new purses, things like that, and we've got your Alabama and Auburn ideas. When you get ready to go to the game, we've got the clear bags for the game that you can take in with you. We've got all kinds of neat Alabama-Auburn stuff just in time for college football. And as you know, Bubba, it's right around the corner.
It certainly is. Tell them where you are located, my friend.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5858 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5858.
It's time for some football, any way we can get it, at the game, on TV, and even online. If you like watching your favorite team, you need Spectrum TV. Get it today by calling 844-855-2999. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available in stunning crystal clear HD, including ESPN, so you can see every pass, catch, and touchdown in high definition. Plus, with the Spectrum TV app, you can watch the game in any room, or even catch another game at the same time. And with thousands of on-demand options, there's always something to watch when the game's over. Call us at 844-855-2999. Spectrum TV is only $29.99 per month when bundled. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Watch ESPN app, so you can always see the game, even when you're not at home. Spectrum TV with the Spectrum TV app and ESPN. It's the ultimate fantasy team. Call 844-855-2999 and get Spectrum TV now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
the legendary voice and co-founder of the rock group Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, and the Night Flyers, coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, playing all his solo hits and favorites from the Steely Dan collection, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, August 14th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Impact Box Office, or by calling 800-745-3000. Donald Fagen and the Night Flyers, sponsored by Impact.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, keep in mind that scattered showers and thunderstorms are still possible well into the evening hours. In fact, maybe even a leftover shower overnight. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Saturday, it sounds like a broken record. I know. Highs around 90, partly sunny skies, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still in the 50% range both days. In fact, even Sunday, a 50-50 chance of more storms. Random. Not everybody will get one. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather change. It has hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, current conditions, and radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What you doing with your time off?
Nothing.
How's the weather where you are?
Beautiful.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Because it's Stacy's mom, is that song.
Right.
Like, I didn't expect that today.
Well, nothing's happened today. Nobody's launched any missiles or...
Not yet. Not yet.
Sometimes I just love parody like that on issues so serious.
Hey, we want to thank Dan. I want to make sure I pronounce this correctly. Bugliani?
Yes.
Look at the big, giant bag of begging strips he dropped off.
Wow.
For the Rollins.
Man, I gotta be careful with those around me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, don't leave them on the
table. It's not actual bacon.
You know you're a bachelor living on a budget when you look at those and say, if I put tomato and
yeah,
a little lettuce,
exactly,
would I actually have a BLT?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
It's made with real bacon.
That's what it says on the pay. There's, you know, dogs love those things. Now, we mentioned earlier that there's an interesting little dilemma here, and I'm eager to hear about it. We're hoping to hear from Amy Kramer from the Women for Trump, Women Vote Trump Political Action Committee. So we're not doing candidate interviews, but we'll let any candidate tell us where they're going to be.
Sure.
And you can interview them. Go
That's
see
fair.
Them.
That's fair.
I just have no stomach for that anymore.
I can understand that.
I will talk to anybody that's currently in office, you know, if there's a real good reason to interview them, but I'm not opening up that floodgate or that Pandora's box. It's, and you know what? Frankly, it's just not, from a business standpoint, it's not great for ratings. It's just not.
Everybody's tired of it.
On the other hand, I am curious to know how they feel, the Women Vote Trump Political Action Committee, after he endorsed an establishment guy. just, and he's been raking McConnell over the coals, and I love that, you know, holding, because they're not used to that. That's why they're having problems. They're not used to being held accountable by somebody. Trump made promises. He's trying to keep his, and has had, especially with the economy, some amazing success so far within the limitations of executive orders and so forth. They're just inspiring. Hey, we got somebody that knows something about money. Maybe we'll all do a little bit better. Maybe I shouldn't be afraid to spend this so I can go to Southern Shutters and get shutters or whatever. You know, that's the way we think.
Sure.
We tend to do that, to be much more careful or cautious about those kind of purchases when we're worried, like we were for 8 years under President Douchebag.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I want to know how they feel about that, because a lot of folks have come out for Mo. And I'm just curious to see how this is all going to play out as the momentum builds. The primary is next week.
Yes.
Going to be an interesting...
I believe Tuesday next week, the 15th.
If you had to make a prediction now, what would your call be? I think Moore's in.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Moore and Luther Strange. My hope it'll be Moore and Mo Brooks or Moore and Trip Pittman. But I'm too cynical. I think these stupid ads work. These negative, and yes, they are.
That's why
stupid.
They do them. There's a history of them being successful.
Well, why has one of
I can only think of one case where negative ads did not.
And it's, and let me be clear, it's not because people are stupid. Some people are. But it's most voters, number one, there's not an incentive to be informed, and they just don't have enough time to look into all this stuff. So they hear an ad, and they go, oh, well, Mo Brooks said that about Trump, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote for him. And then you get the counter ads now. Like, weird thing happened to me today. There was a Luther Strange ad playing on our airwaves here in the studio. Now, I looked up at the TV on Fox. There's this Mitch McConnell, Luther Strange, swamp creatures. And I'm just, what is wrong with us?
I just, you know, we invested so much time and energy and passion and emotion that I'm going to sit this kind of stuff out for a while. And that's...
No, I'm right there with you.
But again, people that want to... If a candidate's making an appearance or there's something that you... That's why we have 272-9228. Try not to all call at once, okay? I want to play this clip. You had mentioned this. Newsmax. A little bit early. And by the way, we are waiting... as the seconds tick by for a verdict in the Taylor Swift butt-grabbing trial, of Ed Klein, who we have interviewed on the show, who's written some great books, very readable, fast reads. The guy specializes in stuff he can just blow through. And about Hillary Clinton and the Justice Department. Now, what happened to that? I just had that open. Where'd it go? Well... I'll have to find it. I just had it set up. This is so frustrating. Hang on one second. I'll find it. It's right here.
Anyway, business going well, Terry?
No, not really.
No, oh, crap. Yeah, well, is it just not the season?
No, it's just really hot.
Yeah, yeah. I've found that with my new convertible. It's just like, I wish I could have the top down, but not in the middle of the day.
You have to wait until November, December.
Well, at night, it's wonderful.
You'll get more use out of it here than I did in mine in South Florida. That was the dumbest thing I ever did was buy a convertible Corvette.
Yeah. Well, at night, and it's clear, it's fantastic. But yeah, heat of the day.
Just wait.
Oh, for autumn?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
excited.
That
way you can turn the heater on with the top down when it's cold. It's incredible.
One has heated seats, too, so that helps.
Yeah, you got to go.
I'm excited.
Nothing like toasted buns in the morning. Man.
Indeed.
Good, then we're all agreed.
I love to toast my buns after beating the competition every day.
All right, let's run the F found it.
Victorious.
Ed Klein. From Newsmax TV.
I can report exclusively that the Justice Department has reopened the investigation of Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified material on her private email server while she was Secretary of State. According to a Clinton attorney, the Justice Department is considering offering her a plea bargain if she will agree to plead guilty to lesser charges of breaking the law. The discussion of a plea bargain took place late last month and was offered by a high-ranking Justice Department official to the Clinton lawyer.
What difference at this point does it make?
The difference is this, Hillary. Despite former FBI Director James Comey's decision last July not to prosecute you, the Justice Department has re-examined the email case and believes there are ample grounds for prosecuting Hillary on a number of counts.
There were last year.
The Clinton attorney was told of this during exploration talks with the prosecutor. Under the Justice Department's plea offer, Hillary would be required to sign a document admitting that she committed a prosecutable crime. In return, the DOJ would agree not to bring charges against Hillary in connection with the email probe. Also, as part of the agreement, the Justice Department would not proceed with an investigation of Hillary's pay-to-play deals with foreign governments and businessmen who contributed to the Clinton Foundation or who paid Bill Clinton exorbitant speaking fees.
We're trying to do good things. If there's something wrong with creating jobs and saving lives, I don't know what it is.
The people
who gave the money knew exactly what they were doing.
The Clinton attorney cautioned that normally a plea is offered by a prosecutor only upon arraignment, and that Hillary has not yet been charged with any crime.
It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again.
Hillary, that's exactly what the Department of Justice is trying to do. This is Ed Klein, Confidential.
Like that. Ed Klein, former New York Times reporter, knows how to dig. And this has been my beef right along, because all this Russia, and Mueller and all this stuff. And I got people in place that can go after this kind of stuff. The LGBTQ community. All right. They're always, you know, up Trump's ass for something, even though he was the first Republican to hold that flag on the stage, the rainbow flag. They don't seem to understand why we wonder, well, how can you support her when her foundation took millions and millions and millions of dollars from countries that would throw you off the top of a building because you're gay?
Doesn't make sense.
Isn't there like a conflict there somewhere? I don't understand it.
I don't either.
So, anyway, I'd like to see someone held accountable. And maybe we will. Maybe something will develop. Yeah. But maybe that would shut... Just the threat of, you know, taking their great heroine, the Clintons, and maybe a deal's cut there. You know, we're not going to... We've got her, and we will go after her, and we will further damage your party. So just cut out with the Russian crap. Nobody's buying.
Be nice to think that.
So tell us, since we just brought up Adams Motorsports, mm-hmm. what's going on in the month of August?
Oh, gosh, man. Everything's happening right now. Up to $2,500 rebates on select bikes. We got rebates on jet skis. We got rebates on mules. We got rebates on everything. Kawasaki's doing it. Suzuki's doing it. Of course, Polaris always does it. Big rebates, super low interest rates. We've got all the different Polarises on sale, the Rangers, the Razors, the ATVs. If you look at the statistics on off-road vehicles, Polaris just dominates that market. They're the number one selling. They have the most market share. Good stuff. Made in America. They have a parts plant in Huntsville that's up and going. With, you know, they employ thousands of Alabamians, which is a good thing. It's good stuff. We got the Polaris stuff on sale right now. Greg, everything's on sale, and the Japanese especially have really, really stepped up to $2,500 off on bikes, certain bikes, jet skis. Really low interest rates. We're getting the 18 stuff's coming in steadily. I got two or three really good used bikes right now that were bought new from us. You get a heck of a deal on them.
Everybody was oohing and eyeing on the bike you brought to Baumhauer's last night.
Oh, yeah, the little Ducati. It's a Hypermotard 1000 Ducati. That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. It's basically a 100-horsepower dirt bike.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a hoot.
Yeah.
You can keep the front wheel on the ground. It's a lot of fun.
Everybody was stopping to admire it in front of Baumhauer's.
It's for sale. It's mine, but it's for sale.
Stop by Adams Motorsports. There's still plenty of hot weather left to escape to the cool waters of Lake Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan, and get out there and enjoy the beauty of Alabama. And again, because it is the manufacturers who step up, mm-hmm. they determine the credit standard, and they're much more, I don't want to use the word lenient because nobody's committing a crime, but they
control the lending, they control the criteria for processing the loan. So if your credit's not perfect, they buy that stuff down. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't have to have an 850 credit score to get done at Adams Motorsports. And you'll find them at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass of the infamous Hackle location.
Hackle.
Or browse, get your credit app in right now at adamsmotorsports.com. Fresh edition of Fox News coming up.
I'm Tripp Pittman, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Alabama hasn't elected a businessman to the U.S. Senate in 110 years. That must change. As a self-made businessman, I understand how to get things done. We need more businessmen in office who can lead and solve problems. Businessmen have to balance budgets. Career politicians don't. You can help send a real businessman to Washington, D.C. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I ask for your vote on August 15th.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
There has never been a better time to buy a new Chevy, because right now at Capital Chevrolet, you can get up to 25% off a 2017 Malibu LT. That's right, 25% off. No other dealer can match this price. MSRP $27,540. Now it's Sonic priced at an unbelievable $20,640. Only at Capital Chevrolet, 711 Eastern Boulevard, or find new roads online at CapitalChevrolet.com. Save today at Capital Chevrolet, a premier Sonic automotive dealership. Stock number HF147613 with approved credit. See dealer for details. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Well, now's the time for you to call Chad and get your AC unit checked out today. Chad's AC Direct can help you with quick service for maintenance and repairs. And if you need a new unit, call Chad today at 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct will save you money, big money. Call 264-6464. Check them out on the web at chadsacdirect.com. Alabama license 92244.
Today is August 10th, Lazy Day, a day set aside to, I don't know, I haven't come up with anything for this yet. I'm just like,